Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Voice of the Nats here on The Fan with Charlie Slows is our guy, Dave Jagler. Jags, 7-0 win, out hitting Baltimore 14-1 last night. A lot to like. I want to start with Dylan Cruz. Three home runs in four games. His expected batting average is now up over .280. I'd say he's right where he needs to be at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is, Grant, is he had no panic when his batting average started with a zero, and even when it started with a one, I mean, you could still see the process was good. And, you know, he had in some tough luck. I mean, he had that one stretch in the first week of the season where he struck out eight at-bats in a row, but that's a thing of the past. And he'd been hitting some hard contact. And, you know, in Colorado, Mickey Moniak made a diving catch and took away a two-run triple. You felt that he hit some balls hard right at people. And when he hit the two home runs to right center field in consecutive at-bats, you're like, okay, I think he's about to take off here. And yesterday hit a home run to the pole side. So everything seems to be going well for him. And you know, even when he was struggling, he was still giving you good defense. And when he was on base, he was a factor. His legs helped steal a run in the Rockies series. So a pretty good sign of maturity to be able to shake off a rough start. Because if you have this kind of stretch, you know, 40, 50 at-bats in the middle of the season, not as big a deal. But when it's the first 50 at-bats of the season and you're hitting 100, it's on the scoreboard for everyone to see and their questions being asked. But he stayed within himself, and I think you're starting to see him come out of it very well.
Jags, Mitchell Parker, last night, eight innings, one hit. If I'd have known that little measly opposite field single from Cedric Mullins was going to be it, I mean, my goodness gracious, 17 in a row to end the game. He's not striking out a ton of guys. So kind of how's he doing it at this point, mixing those pitches, huh?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there's more than one way to get guys out. I mean, obviously the strikeout is the sexy way to do it. But, you know, if you can get outs with weak contact, and he's not a ground ball pitcher. He's going to pitch up in the zone. So that's a thin margin for error. If you're not quite up in the zone enough, then those balls are going to be hit for extra base hits. But when he's right, you know, something about his delivery and just a little bit of finish on the fastball makes it play a little higher than the 93 or 94 you might pop on a radar gun. But you saw a whole lot of just weak contact and pop-ups against Parker, and so it's a different style of pitching. I mean, you know, guys who have some deception and some life up in the zone can be successful. The key is to stay there, and if you're going to miss up and out of the zone rather than miss down in the center of the hitting zone, and that's when he'll get in trouble. But so far, you know, his misses when he was out of the zone were up and out of the zone. All right, a couple of walks, pitch around those. The other thing that he's doing very well, Danny, in all of his starts this year, is he's not panicked with men on base. He's made and seemed to be at his best when there are runners on base, and he's limited damage.
Jags, I've thoroughly enjoyed the top two spots in the order pretty often here when it's been James Wood and Nathaniel Lowe of late. Wood, who had three hits, two extra base hits last night, and then Nathaniel Lowe with the two-run homer in the first, who's got the team lead, 19 runs batted in. Those are the two guys with OPSs up over 870. Is that something that might stick here?
I think it's going to change when C.J. Abrams comes back. I mean, C.J. played his second game earlier today for Harrisburg, so I've got to think by this weekend against the Mets, or maybe even as soon as tomorrow, who knows, we'll see CJ in the lineup. So I would assume that CJ would go back to the top spot for the most part, but then maybe it's Wood 2 and Lowe 3, although against certain pitchers you're not going to stack the three lefties in a row. But yeah, I mean, it's a good deal to have your top two, you know, OPS guys or run producers at the top. And you know, to me, there's so much on James Wood at a young age. You know, Wood didn't have a great doubleheader on Sunday, and the team struggled to score. You know, he had a three-hit game with four RBIs. Saturday, they score 12. Last night, he has two extra base hits and three hits. They score seven. When James Wood goes, this offense goes. So there's a lot on his shoulders, and he continues to produce, and we love to see it.
Jags, awesome as always, man. Have a great call tonight.
It could happen.
See you, my friend.